Mission.
Okay. Hi. Hello. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Pippa. Where are you going? Are we going to do stuff? Because it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. And whenever the Dubious Goals Committee begins, which is now, that's when Pippa wants to do some kitty stuff. So I'm getting the blanket ready. Here, Pippa, she's sitting over here by my cigar box guitar. She was sitting right here on the futon. Okay, now here she comes. Okay, yeah, get on the blankie. That's a good kitty. Yeah, say hello to everybody. You gonna say something? Nope, not gonna say anything, because that's what kitties do. They don't talk when you want them to talk. But they will yang their heads off when they're trying to get your attention about something else. Oh, that reminds me. You missed a spider last night. There was a spider in the kitchen and I had to get it by myself. Where were you? Where were you doing your kitty job? You were sleeping down here. Yes, you were. Oh, such a kitty. So, anywho. I've had an interesting morning so far. I was surprised this morning at 8:37 as I was awakened by the sound of chainsaws. So the tree guys came at 8:37. They cut up the branch with chainsaws and they put their wood chipper in my driveway in the not 10 meters away from where I'm sleeping. Brow, brow, brow. And they cut up the branch that fell off the tree, and they ground it up, and they were gone by 9 o'clock. It only took them 20 minutes. But, you know, they have left the other trees that need to be trimmed, and the tree that needs to be taken down for when they come back in November. Apparently, that's the plan. I don't know. But I could not get back to sleep after they left. I eventually did at about 10:30. And I slept really well until 1 p.m. Less than an hour ago. Yes, so the bad news is I missed Roman Holiday, which was on this morning. And when I was up early this morning, I did, in fact, flip the channel over to that. And I watched, you know, like 5 minutes of it. Because I'm remembering it's also on tonight. It's on again in 3 or 4 hours, so I will watch it all the way through. I like Roman Holiday. I do like Audrey Hepburn. Oh, Audrey. So delicious. And so I'll probably watch that. There's some funny bits. I like it. But I can't watch it until later, so what am I watching now? Oh, guess what is starting? Premier League game. It's West Ham versus Brighton and Hove Albion. And the teams are marching out onto the field being led by, what do they call them, their escorts, which are the little kids. And there's a load of little kids on the field who are super happy to be there, and now they're doing the handshakes. The kids get to do the handshakes too. They start shaking hands with the referees, and then they go over to the other team, and you can tell a lot of these kids are just really wired to be out there with their guys. It's pretty cool. That's one thing I really like. And that's what kitties like too. That's what they should do. They should be led out there carrying their favorite cats. Wouldn't that be nice, Pippa? Yes, you could watch kitties on English Premier League. That would be so nice. Yeah, that would be so nice for a kitty who is trying to claw my ankles to death, but I have my ankles strategically wrapped with the Banky. I have Banky armor. You can't get me. Oh, yeah. So anyway, I did just make a fresh giant cup of tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all about it. Oh, it's so good. But it's a little hot, so we're going to put it down. Oh, yeah, sorry, I had to use my hand to pick up the teacup instead of pet the baby, and the kitty said, where's the person petting me going? Yeah, everything's cool, Pippa. Okay, she's going nose down into the blanket again. There we go. In other news, my parents have a friend in town, one of their oldest friends. And so last night, I got to go out to eat with them. And we went to the Mediterranean Bistro. Wait, why am I saying their name? Why am I advertising this place? They're not giving me free food. But it's one of those places that it's so good. It's like, yeah. And I had the Juje kebab. So did my dad. And it was delicious. And all that yummy... What is the deal with that rice? It's saffron rice. And there's chicken kebab and mushrooms and big chunks of onions and sprinkled liberally with sumac. And they have this habanero chutney that I really like. And I was chutneying it up. And what did I have to drink for drinks, Bippa? Yeah, I had yummy tea. They have good tea there. Or I should say they have a good tea there. And when I say good, I mean that it tastes good, not necessarily that it's a high-quality tea. It's a blackberry jasmine tea. And that's what me and my dad order every time. It's good. It's yummy. And it goes so yummy delicious with the food. Oh, yeah. So I have, you know, food buzz still. That was so great. And then what did I do after that? Oh, and then I came home. And as I was driving home from my parents' house, I decided to turn on the radio. And I don't know if I tell you this, but this all started not quite a week ago. Just as a joke, I was driving around about a week ago, and I was wondering, if I tune the radio to a classic rock station, how long will it be before I hear a Steve Miller Band song? And the funny thing is I turned the radio on, and it took me like 3 or 4 minutes to find the classic rock station. But once I did, there was a song playing. I can't remember what it was. It was either Heart or Tom Petty or something like that, right? And as soon as the song was over, you know, they went into one of their station ID bumpers, you know, CD 105, the home of classic rock, you know, blah, blah, blah. And during the bumper, they are playing songs. They were playing snippets of classic rock songs. And of course, one of the snippets was Steve Miller. And so I listened to listened for about another 10 minutes, but I didn't hear any Steve Miller songs that day. But the next day I turned on the radio, and it didn't take 10 minutes before I heard a Steve Miller song. I think it was the Jetliner one, but it doesn't matter. What I'm trying to tell you is I've had my car radio tuned to the classic rock station for about a week, even though I've only spent about a total of 30 minutes listening to any classic rock. So last night I turned on the radio as I was driving home, and some song was finishing up. I don't remember what it was. As I was pulling away from my parents' house, and I wasn't even a block away, I was at the intersection of 132nd and Maple when a song started up, and I recognized it immediately, and I was so happy to hear it. What did I hear? I heard Another One Bites the Dust by Queen, one of their classic songs. And I remember when that song came out. Jeez, what is wrong with me? Maybe I need some tea. I remember when the song came out, and I loved it so much. I loved this song so much that I did buy the 7-inch single, and I played it constantly. And I was so into the song, but I was super tired of having to reset my dad's record player to listen to it. So what I did was I taped it. I taped myself playing the song. I don't know, about 6 or 7 times. And I taped it. And I would just listen to that tape then over and over and over and over. I love that song. Another One Bites the Dust is such a great song by Queen for a number of reasons. One, I want to say because it's so different from all their other songs, but that's the weird thing about Queen is that their musical oeuvre is so diverse. They have songs in many, many different styles. Just think of like all the classic Queen songs you know, and think of how different they are. For example, Another One Bites the Dust. Now compare that to Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody itself is 4 different or 5 different styles of song in itself. And then compare that to something like Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Okay, so then we go into like 50s sort of rock and roll sound, and then compare that to something like Stone Cold Crazy, which is probably the first speed metal song that was ever written. Queen, a very diverse band, and I didn't really appreciate them as much as I do today. You know, back then when I was listening to Another One Bites the Dust, I didn't really like any other Queen songs, but then again, I hadn't heard a lot either, so I blame my own ignorance. But that's what makes Queen such a great band, is how diverse their sound is. Isn't that right, Peppa? Peppa's standing up. What are you doing? Are you watching the guys play? Oh, there goes Peppa. We're 5 minutes into the game. The score is 0-0. Oh, yeah. And I'm just remembering that I need to check the TV schedule for Formula One racing from Japan tonight. I'm checking the sports channel that it's on. And here we go. At 5 minutes before 1 a.m. But that's only an hour. That's not the race. This must be a practice or something. Yeah, it doesn't say. Okay. So yeah, there's a practice or qualifying tonight just before 1 a.m. That'll be good. Oh, while I have the TV on the schedule, is tonight going to be another weird Friday? Last Friday, the cartoon channel did something weird and my show wasn't on. Is it going to be on tonight? I'm looking for, there it is, Harvey Birdman and then 12 Ounce Mouse. Sweet. I'm trying to learn the 12 Ounce Mouse theme song. And that's what I should do, is I should record it tonight. I should write down the lyrics. But they go by so fast on the closed captions that I can't remember them. But the song is funnier than hell. Get out of my way, I'm drunk as hell. I'll blow your ass away just like ringing a bell. Foot to the floor and the whiskey's flowing. I got a porn shoot, I gotta get going. Bow, daddle, daddle, down, daddle, daddle. 12 ounce mouse, 12 ounce mouse. 12 ounce mouse. It's, God, it's such a good song. It makes me laugh. And I gotta try to learn that song. I've been trying to figure it out a little bit, but I haven't been able to figure out how to play it on my Giddy, on my cigar box guitar. I gotta work that one up, because it's a funny, funny song. It's funny to me. I'm supposed it'll be shocking to some people. I guess it has some shock value. It doesn't have any bad words in it necessarily, but a lot of bad ideas. Which, of course, makes me laugh, because there's nothing funnier than a really bad idea. Oh, yeah. Okay, so speaking of cigar box guitars, God, this tea is good. Yeah. It's another rainy day. It started raining last night as I was driving home, listening to Another One Bites the Dust. And it's cold and rainy again today, so we're not going anywhere. At least not anywhere with a live microphone. I got up so late today, now have I lost the day? Maybe I'll do stuff tonight. I wanted to go out and look at some stuff. I was thinking about going to the guitar store. Now, of course, I would never go to Guitar Center, and you should never, ever go to Guitar Center either. Guitar Center is a worthless Tobe sneezes on the air. Don't give Guitar Center your business unless there's absolutely nowhere else to buy anything. And you got plenty of places. If you have a Guitar Center in your town, you have legitimate guitar businesses that you can go to instead. But I do need to go to a guitar store because I want to look at guitar straps. And I would drive across town. I would go out to Dietz Music, which is one of the better music stores. It's kind of a general all-around store. I don't want to drive all the way over there. But I did find out that Russo's is still in business, a local guitar store. And they've got a store that's not too far away from me. It's just about, a mile? Yeah, about a mile, maybe a little bit more than a mile. Say 2 kilometers. 2 kilometers south of Herrenhaven. And so I'm going to go over there tonight, look at guitar straps and slides, because I still need to find a slide that's perfect for playing cigar box guitar. The one I have is just a little bit too long. It doesn't quite fit quite right, so it moves around on my finger, which increases string noise and causes some problems. But that's neither here nor there. The real thing I need is guitar straps. I gotta price them. I know they're gonna be. Last time I don't even know how much a guitar strap costs anymore. And I was thinking about making some. I wish the leather store was still on the corner of 90th and Maple, really close to my house, because I would just, get guitar strap kits or just leather straps. But they moved. They moved back to their original location, strangely enough. But that's a different, but weird story. And then I thought, what I need is some, nylon webbing. And there used to be this great place for nylon webbing, which, coincidentally enough, is in the same strip mall where the leather store now is. But I think that place went out of business or something. It wasn't there the last time I drove by that place. And you used to be able to just walk in and buy nylon webbing by the foot. That's what I kind of need. Who sells nylon webbing? Bulk. Maybe I'll go to a fabric store. No, I don't know. But I need a bunch of guitar straps. I've only got one strap, and I've got a lot of instruments that need straps. And so I thought, maybe it'll be cheaper to make some if I can find some webbing or some leather. The leather is probably more expensive, but then again, I might be able to walk into a guitar store and find cheap nylon webbing guitar straps that are already complete, and maybe they'll be on sale 2 for 1 or something like that, or who knows, right? You never know until you look. And so, of course, I will then put a guitar strap on my cigar box guitar, or guitars plural. We'll get to that in a minute. Maybe I should put a strap on my Zook. Maybe I should. Because I don't actually have one, and I always play it standing up. And it's hard to hold an instrument and play it at the same time, but you can kind of do it. And I've been doing that for the last, well over a decade with my Zook. So I'm so used to it that playing with a strap might be a little bit weird. So I don't know. I don't know. But I got to look at slides too. I got to find just the right just the right slide. I could order one online. StubbySlide.com. StubbySlide.com is one of the websites of Shane Spiel. Shane Spiel is kind of my, I don't want to say my cigar box guitar hero, but yeah, kind of. He's the guy whose videos I'm always watching. Or at least I was watching when I was watching cigar box guitar videos, because he was teaching riffs and stuff. And this was before I had a cigar box guitar, and now I can't watch it, so now I can't learn. What am I going to do? I don't know. But anyway, Shane Spiel is pretty cool. You can check him out at shanespiel.com or on YouTube. He's got lots of videos about how to build cigar box guitars, how to play them, and all kinds of other stuff. You know, history of cigar box guitars, weird cigar box guitars that he has found, all kinds of stuff. And he always pimps StubbySlide.com, his slide company. They make short, obviously, stubby slides for playing cigar box guitar. Oh, maybe I'll get one. Maybe I won't. I'd rather find something local. But I guess that brings us to updates and status reports on the musical instruments that I'm building. And the truth of the matter is I did nothing yesterday. I accomplished absolutely nothing. I was going to do stuff, but so much other stuff came up and I had to do other things. And by the time I got some free time, I started watching a movie, an Al Pacino movie. And I saw my favorite fake movie license plate, which is 2FAN321, a California plate. And the funny thing is I've seen that twice in the last 2 days. I was watching that. I wasn't even watching it. I was just watching part of it while I was waiting for something else to come on. I was watching the movie Role Models with Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott and Jane Lynch and Christopher Mintz-Plasse and a whole bunch of other people. And I saw the plate in that movie, 2FAN321, 2FAN321. And then I saw it last night, too, and I was like, oh, my God. 2 nights in a row, saw the same fake movie license plate. But that's neither here nor there. I got so wrapped up in watching that Al Pacino movie that I really didn't do anything. 2 days ago, I finished sanding the two mahogany necks that I have. They're all sanded up, they're smooth, and I just need to do something to them. What do I want to do? I don't know. The big question is, do I want to finish them in some way? Do I want to stain them? And I kind of do. I kind of want to make them dark. But the only thing I have in the way of stain is this stuff that is both a stain and polyurethane, and so it leaves a shiny finish, and I don't want shiny finish necessarily. And besides, the stain isn't that dark, although the stain is sort of like good for walnut. I don't know how it will look on mahogany. I don't know what I'm gonna do, because I don't want to go out and buy any stain, but I might have to. Or maybe I'll call my dad up and see if he's got any dark stain just laying around, because he might. So, I could either stain these things, which was sort of my original intent. I sort of wanted to have, like, dark necks. Or, I could just start marking them up, meaning, you know, make the marks where I need to cut a slot for the nut, and where I need to sort of channel the necks out to go under the soundboard. And I could draw on some fret lines. And all that doesn't really take very long. To do the two necks, it probably wouldn't even take me 20 minutes to do it. But I'm still thinking about staining them or something. I don't know. I'm so indecisive. Maybe I should go to the hardware store, look at stains, buy the smallest amount, See, I'm trying to remember. How much was this can that I bought a few years ago? Was it $5? Was it less than $5? You know, if it was $3, I wouldn't feel bad about spending $3 on some stain. I might feel bad spending $5 on some stain. But either way, you know, I gotta go out and look for guitar straps. While I'm out, maybe I'll just swing by some home improvement store, because I will most likely be driving by something that carries stain. Plus, there's paint stores all over the place around here. Craft stores. Maybe I'll look for some dark stain. Oh, I just remembered one thing I do need to do is I need to check my tuner supply. How many little tuners do I have left, and what orientation are they? I've been building so much stuff that I'm depleting my supply. I might have to double check that. And that reminds me of something else. My dad said something the other day. He's like, do you want me to order a bag of strap buttons from Stu Mac? And I said yes, but I don't know if... Yeah, I need strap buttons. I need all kinds of stuff. So I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Am I going to get any work done today? I don't know. I don't know. I got a game to watch. The day is almost over. It's almost early evening. Yeah, so, geez, am I going to be productive today? I'm going to have to go out later. Check some stuff out. I'm going to go to the guitar store. Would they sell webbing these days? Where would I go? I got to think about that. Got to find me some kind of webbing to make guitar straps. So anyway, it's going to be another indoor cigar box guitar day for me, Tobe, the chairman of the Dubious Instrument Committee, a show that's been airing every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow to see what weirdness I get up to, and maybe we'll have some updates on some instruments, but I got to go. Got to watch some football. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.